Are they? Are you going to paint that little wood around under the vanity, or will it be seen?
It's 8:32 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization.
Gary.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. Ooh, we don't even have that on this morning. We're really, oh, there we are.
Where's Bauman?
Bauman just showed up, so it's 7-0 in favor.
6-0.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is just comments as far as the Board of Equalization is concerned. So, seeing none, we'll move on. We have two tax slip, I think, that maybe are going around here, two tax slip corrections that we need everybody to look at so we can approve or disapprove the tax correction slips.
One of them's a homestead exemption. One of them's amended personal property from the tax account.
Both of these are additions then?
No, third. No, I think one is.
Oh, no, the one was it. The one.
No, the one is. No, the one.
The homestead exemption
homestead,
was.
It was the clerical.
But that's an addition because they.
Had to give them more of an exemption.
So we had to give more of an exemption. So they're both exemptions. Just for the record here, one is $214, and it was their personal property statement. They added something on there twice, and the other one is $978, and that's the homestead exemption was needed corrected.
I would move to approve tax correction slips number 4 and 5.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann to approve. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Patty?
Basically, we're just waiting to see now. On April 10th, I should know whether I'm in compliance with the reports and opinions from the tax administrator. We had a pretty good discussion last Thursday when we went up to the Mahoney. We had a little bit of a class because when we get together, we have classes so we can get some hours for our certification. So just waiting for that to see what they do on my ag and commercial and res. They're writing the reports and opinions right now, which then they'll turn over to Turk, and then Turk will determine whether I have to come in for a show cause or whatever. One thing I probably did want to clarify, and just so, you know, we talked about there's a lot of buildings out there that we need to pick up. That was not all done by pictometry. It has both in there because about in 13, I think it was 12 and 13 or when Lorene was leaving, I had money and we did a GIS light too, which was just a standpoint of just taking pictures of the rural areas and stuff. And so basically we used a lot of that technology too. So when we talk about some of these ag buildings, just so it's clear that we've used both and not, I'm not going to sell the product to say that I use all of pictometry to find some of this. It's an added tool, and this is a tool that will be able to measure some from my desk. The thing of it is that the state is getting to the point now where they are really considering it when the 1 and 6 year plan to be using it for actually, get enough quality to be able to say that that's good enough to take some of the, you know, we're still kind of in that. Some counties are doing that because there's just not funding out there to go and put people and to look at those every, you know. So I just wanted to clarify that because I know at one time I think Annette was in here and that was brought up, but it was not all done with that pictometry, so it was both. In fact, I still have one girl that loves GIS and still trying to get used to the new program. And another thing I wanted to ask is we are going to have people from Kansas come up and do some training, and I know some of you might be interested in fitting in, you know, probably Chris from the planning and zone, or from surveyor, Nancy May, and a lot of people may want to get on board to see the different products that are available to this, and we need some more training. The only thing is, I don't have any laptops. Does the county have any laptops that we could use? Just for, basically, when the girl will come in to train us, if we're sitting down in the room downstairs, it would be nice to sign on, if we have the internet to sign on, to be able to do hands-on. I don't know how many, I don't know if, I would assume Chris Watulski has one. I mean, Don, you know, we have a real old one in our office, so.
We'll just have to check around and visit, and Don.
Yeah, if anybody knows of any laptops, I mean, it would just be for using for training purposes, and it would be, you know, good to do hands-on. I mean, not everybody needs one, but when some of the sessions we went to, two or three might look at a laptop to see. So,
when you get that date scheduled or whatever, make sure.
Yeah, and hopefully it's going to be now, because this is my time frame until May 31st when we rerun our notices again. So unless I get called into Turk, then I've got to prepare a lot of things. But
yeah,
it's kind of.
I did go visit with Patty on Monday, last Thursday at our at the zoning board. Several months ago, the county board wanted them to look at our permit fees, and specifically probably at our what I call past due ones, or ones we found that weren't there or whatever. And unfortunately, I didn't visit with Patty before the meeting on Thursday. And part of the discussion there, they went and looked, and they did approve, and it's not on this agenda yet. We will have it at a future meeting. I don't know what the next meeting or two meetings. They did approve, and they're sending on to the board a 1.5% late fee, or absent fee, or whatever you want to call it, for not having a building permit. And that kind of is about approximate the amount that 1 year of taxes might be, looking at. The average person is around 150 cents worth of levy, and that's where they came up with 1.5% of the value, or whatever. But, however, visiting with Patty now, we can go back and collect back taxes on those. But that, however, does require probably more of a legal avenue and stuff, where you're going to have to file, and you have to basically go after them. So that's something this board will have to have in discussion, too, as we go forward. But like I said, we don't have on the agenda today that motion that they made and passed. We'll have that, I don't know, next meeting I think is going to be a little busy. We'll see what it's like. We may have it on the 12th, but otherwise we'll have it on the last one in April and stuff, so that we can look at that. And number one is, I found out I needed to visit more with Patty and maybe with Roger and some of those things.
Well, and
specifically, how much legal is it going to take and all that? We need to have that discussion, but we'll have that later.
Just quickly, after I talk to you, Myron, too, I think it might be wise to put together some kind of a planning, because have we ever done it before? You know, there's some things in there that we need to, going forward, this is maybe what we need to do if this happens. You know, I don't know. One thing I do plan on doing is, if I find the buildings that I find, I will turn them over to Nancy to make sure that somewhere in the crossfire we didn't miss the permit. You know, I don't want to go say, hey, you didn't get one, because sometimes people get them best intentions to start building. We've had them open for 4 years and nothing's ever been done. You know, something comes up, or maybe it's going to cost too much, and, you know, I don't know if you have a situation where, is a building permit only good for 6 months, a year? Do you have to refile for one? You know, there's a lot of things that.
Typically, I know the cities, is you got 1 year to commence construction. And I thought they also had on the backside of that, you only have so much time to finish it, because you don't want a partially constructed building sitting next to your home. But that's something we could check with their.
Yeah, and I just think we need some good, you know, like a booklet or something with plans in place, so that we're not.
When they come in, they get a sheet. Now, I know they get the sheet, but I don't know exactly how detailed that is or what is all on that sheet.
So, yeah, we can work on that.
So before their motion comes before our board, we'll have to have more discussion. And next time at committee meetings, we'll try and talk about it more, too. I forgot about it this time and stuff. So we will be having more discussion on that. But
and it might be good, Patty, if you could get us a copy of the form that they have to fill out in case some of us haven't ever seen them. I have, but
that would
we can get that from Nancy.
Nancy is your planning and zoning gal.
Okay.
So
you've never needed a building permit? No.
Well, I've seen them, but I said misspoke. But no. Some of us probably haven't seen that permit.
Well, even if you have seen them, you're not familiar. We're not familiar enough with them to know what's all on there or not.
Right.
And maybe that needs to be part of what we look at, too. When
absolutely.
Part of our discussion was, and I think Eric brought it up as much as anything, if somebody has a shed out there and for 3 years they haven't had it on the tax rolls or whatever, there's a $150 late fee. Well, yeah, Nancy says most of them have been glad to pay that. Well, yeah, well, they've gotten by without paying taxes for 3 years, and depends on the value of the shed. Look at what the dollar amounts is they've saved. So they're glad to pay that $150.
And just to throw a wrench in it, too, I can't see inside a home. So,
yeah.
You know, there's it could be,
yeah.
For some of the sales that I'm seeing coming through, those have to be really nice inside because the house on the outside doesn't want what I'm seeing, what they're bringing on the market.
Well, and the other thing to keep in mind is Nancy's dealing with the building permit cycle and not getting a building permit on time. That's a whole different thing than what Patty deals with, and that is the taxes you owe on the building you didn't tell us about.
Yes.
So we've had, I think, one since I've been up here that through inadvertence or whatever, but they came in and we tried to work something out, and yep. Patty and I sat down, looked at the statutes, talked to the state folks. It's not a negotiation, unfortunately. She does
now,
not have latitude.
I've worked for 5 assessors that I've worked at with. Most of them went back and got them.
Most of them did.
Yeah, that's basically.
But that's all even before we had. You know, there was an information sheet only. It wasn't. I don't think the county was zoned until '99.
The late '90s, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we had that because of special valuation. So, like I said, and for all, I really want to make sure they didn't have a permit too. So
yes. No. Those.
We need some time to work through some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Are you finding a lot of these? What's a lot?
Table full of cards. I mean, I don't know how many's there. And I don't know how many. What I plan on doing is probably giving an Excel spreadsheet to you after. But it's going to take time now because we've got to go out and pick them up. I'll send them out through a board notice because now my March 19th date is passed. So if I pick up a building now, it'll go through a board notice,
okay.
And it'll say, it'll be the same thing, but it'll have your board dates on it. And so then we'll do an Excel spreadsheet, and I'll give you a heads up on that eventually.
Houses or buildings mainly?
Mostly buildings, yeah. I don't know that there's any houses. We found some houses that didn't have permits. But those are pretty easy because, for one thing, I had an appraiser in the county for a lot of years, like in Dan, that would notice immediately when he would see something. So that was a real big advantage because he knew exactly when something went up. So,
anything else?
Not for me.
If not, we will adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:45 on the clock.